Hello, Dr. Klein. Yes, it's Jessica. I mean Dr. Calloway. I'm in lab 21. I have a problem. Can you come down right away? No, right away before anything bad happens. Thanks for coming down to the lab. I need you. I mean, I needed to see you. It's about that hormone I'm extracting, hedocycline A. I isolated it and had the yeast culture synthesize more. I extracted it this morning and purified the sample. Then I ran it through the nuclear magnetic resonance imager and determined that its structure was correct. Then I put it into solution for storage. But then, oh God, could you not put your finger in your mouth while you listen? Please, you've no idea what it is taking for me to just stand here. But then I dropped the vial into the sink and it broke. And I tried to clean it up. I'm not upset. It's not a problem to make it again, just a few days' work. Not very expensive either, and I have the results I needed. No, it's just, oh, sir, can I ask you not to bend over the sink like that? It's better if I can see your face. Only a little bit better, but still. I'm sorry. I know I'm acting crazy, but it is hot in here and. Do you mind if I take my lab coat off? I just needed to slip out of this thing. Let it slide off my shoulders and onto the floor. I'm sorry, that was a little strippy, inappropriate. I mean, wasn't it? I'm sorry, I can't help it. The hormone, it isn't inert in humans like I hypothesized. It must be related to the alkyl androgens. It's just that C17 group. Anyway, I started to feel strange and I touched my lip. I know, not the best thing. And then suddenly I'm like this. Like what? It's embarrassing. I'm horny. I mean, I'm experiencing significant sexual response. Not in a normal, natural way. Not in the way my boyfriend gets me when he peels my clothes off my body item by item and grazes his lips against my. Sorry. I just. This is not natural. I'm quite sure this is a fascinating line of new research and all, but God help me right now. I just need to be fucked. I can't go out like this. I can't wait to get home for the love that all that is holy. Look at my crotch. You can see the wet patch between my legs. You're looking. Oh, God, you're staring at my crotch. Thank you. I need you. I mean, sexually, now. I'm sorry to do this to you. I know you're not really feeling it, but if I kiss my fingers and touch them to your lips like that, anything? Wait a second. There you go. You can feel it, can't you? Like every drop of self-control shriveling up and dying. Reach behind you and pull the blind down and inflict the lock. I've got to get you out of this belt and out of these pants. Good, you're hard. Fuck me. Please don't be gentle. I'll lean over the lab bench like this. I can just hook my fingers over my waistband and pull my pants and panties around my knees. You can get at me then, can't you? Classic mammalian mating configuration. Grab my hips and guide your dick into my pussy. I know I'm not being the most rational right now, but I figured you'd understand that this is chemical. It doesn't need to be shared, right? Oh, yes. Fuck, push it right in. I'm so wet and ready for it. Oh, yes. Oh, you're big. Fuck, that's exactly what I needed. Fuck. I mean, Oh, I know you're my boss. Oh, and I'm married and a few fuck years older. I'm only a postdoc, but oh, you get luck so from your students all the boys and the girls. Oh, I see them when I TA for you. And if you want to, I'll just reach up and push my bra out of the way and grab my fuck my tits while you fuck me. Intestinal delay substrate, we could make it deliver more smoothly over time. It seems like under control, which it isn't right now. Fuck, right there. Yeah. Oh, my G spot. I hit my G. Oh, there. It could be quite a cure for low libido. Men and women, assuming it is affecting you too, and you're not just fucking me raw because I threw myself at you like a slut. Say that please, whisper in my ear and call me a slut or anything else like that. Fuck, the dirtier the better. Let me up a second. Just get my hand on my clip and rub. Fuck, okay. Fuck me. I'm so going to come. Oh, you can come inside me. It's safe. I'm covered. Oh, fuck, don't you dare pull out and come down my legs now. I need a clamp down around you and feel your pulse. Fuck, inside me. Come on. Oh, fuck. You're gonna come. Oh, make me come too. Well, I'm definitely observing a drop in sexual response and arousal. I can feel. Yes. The swelling in my clit is decreasing, and it seems like your penis is becoming flaccid normally. Should I try and make a home dash for home now? It's half an hour away. I don't want to start trying to bang people on the bus. Maybe we should wait a bit. Can I kiss you? I mean, it feels awkward otherwise. You just copulated with me, and pretty good you were too, but you were pretty good, but it feels like we're missing a bonding step. Thank you, Dr. Klein. I'll come back in tomorrow and clean the lab and we can get on with Dr. Klein. Oh crap, my lips. It is still on my lips, isn't it? Your penis, your cock already diminishes the refractory period that much. Yes, of course I'll fuck you again. Oh, I can't let you go until the hormone is worn off. Come here, sit on this chair. I'll straddle you. Fuck as many times as it takes. Just let me guide you in. We're gonna remember this afternoon for a long time, but if we get ridiculously rich off this stuff, we're not gonna tell the truth about how we discovered it, right?